this loser's going down. I got it right on his nostril.
Oh, man.
Hey, Chumaroonie. Make room for the blankster.
Hey, Jerry. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
You're a fat, ugly pig.
Catch you guys later.
Come on, give me...
Lady, wicked! Hey, is anyone keeping a seat moist for me?
Beat it, Dump. We hate you.
Good one. I got a joke for you. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I'm a fat, ugly pig.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Thanks.
Hey, Jerry, over here.
Working on a Dungeons and Dragons poster for the table.
We're renaming our table the Hall of the Golden Dwarf.
Great. Jerry Blank and her three-ring freak. Oh,
Orlando! Hello, I'm Jerry Blank. 32 years ago, I dropped out of high school and ran away from home. Oh, I made a lot of friends. Did a lot of time. I was a boozer, a user, and a loser. I stole the TV, did some overtime. But now I'm back in school, and though the faces may have changed, the hassles are just the same.
Abraham Lincoln. As it is the end of our school year, I thought it would be behoovy if I use my final lesson to talk about eschatology, or the study of the end of things. Now, I asked my lover, Mr. Jelinek, to make some transparencies.
He's kidding. We're not lovers. We just have sex.
Hot, ass-thumping sex. Come on, people! I know it's the last week of school, but let's wake up! I speak, you listen! Give me that. Give me that. Lance, lights? Okay, now we are privileged to have a professional artist helping us out today. First up, Armageddon. What is that?
Armageddon.
No, it's not.
Why do I care? I'm a Buddhist.
Fran? You're late.
Am I? Or is the rest of the world early?
Be cool.
Fran, that was the coolest comeback ever. We are so cool.
Yes, I am.
What about me? I'm cool.
The only reason you're cool is that you're a little satellite orbiting the planet Frosty. Surface temperature... 0 degrees Fahrenheit.
If I wasn't so shallow, I would be deeply insulted.
I could make anyone cool.
Anyone?
Anyone.
What about... Oh, my dear Lord.
Jerry Blank. Sure. Bring it on. I'll make Jerry Blank so cool that... Brent Brooks will ask her out by Friday. I stake my cool on it.
Okay, fine. Shut up. Lance, lights. Well, these were useless.
I guess you don't understand artistic interpretation.
I understand crap. All right. Get out. Class is over.
The bell didn't even ring.
The bring! Bring!
All the formalities. I've always had a good relationship with you people from the school board.
Look, Onyx, numbers don't lie. The school just isn't turning a profit.
But it's a public school.
So is a privately held corporation, and they make money.
Well, what can I do?
Oh, Onyx, now nobody said anything about closing the school.
Close the school? Look, Hillary, it's not my fault. Nobody even knows the school is here. Maybe we can promote it.
Promoting something costs money. We want to make money.
Are you closing my school?
I'm insulted. If we were going to close the school and turn this space into a strip mall, don't you think we'd tell you?
You're right. I got spooked.
Boo.
Why don't we change gears? Talk about the bus situation for next year.
You know, I wouldn't worry so much about next year.
Yeah.
I would just focus on the last few days of this year. Try to enjoy yourself.
Say goodbye to everybody.
Lee?
Yeah. My school.
How's Orlando's eye?
The school nurse says the eyeball's fine. It's the getting it back in the skull they're having trouble with.
I sure like fireworks. They're loud.
Don't forget, Jerry, we're playing Dungeons and Dragons tomorrow.
Death to the goblin!
Hi, Jerry.
You talking to me?
Yes.
I'm guessing this is a dream. Only difference is you're not naked and tied to a radiator.
This is no dream, Jerry. I was hoping we could hang out. Where are you headed?
I was just walking over to, anywhere you want to go.
Great. Maybe we could go over to your house and pal around a little bit. Then I can gain your confidence and remold you like an ugly lump of clay.
That sounds great! What's going on? Are we moving?
Oh, Jerry, don't you think if we were moving, I would tell you?
Oh, right. Anyway, this is my new super cool popular friend, Fran.
Ooh. Actually, I'm her stepmother. Since you're so popular, I wouldn't want you to think that she's lived it out of my womb.
Mom, the mover's just called.
Fran, you look like excellent breeding stock. Can I interest you in my son, Derek?
I don't think so.
May I ask why?
Hello, Derek.
Pretty girl. Touch the pretty girl?
That's why.
How's it taste, Mother, to know that I is the cooler of your two children? Nothing you say can defrost me. Come on, Fran.
By the way, Jerry, did you by any chance wipe your ass on our bathroom towels?
Before I dignify that with an answer, let me get this straight. You're asking me if I wipe my ass on the towels?
Yes, Jerry.
You have a huevos, mas grandes, try to make me look like some filthy animal in front of my super cool friend, Fran.
Did you do it?
Yes. I was in a hurry.
Wow, Jerry. Your room is so grotesque.
Thanks.
Looks like a serial killer's crawl space.
What a silly thing to say. Hey, I have an idea. Let's do something girly. Why don't I grab some nail polish and we can paint each other's clitorises?
Look, Jerry, why don't we play a little game instead?
Game?
Here are the rules. You do whatever I say, even if it means hurting yourself or your loved ones, and I'll try to keep my lunch down. Sound fun?
Fun!
You're going to have to go on a diet.
Diet?
Secondly, get rid of everything you hold dear. And while you're doing that, I'm going to go home and decontaminate.
Hey, Fran. Thanks for being my friend.
May I?
Oh, of course. It's the only picture I have left of my dead daddy. I miss him terribly. Hey, Fran, maybe tomorrow we can hang out in the lunchroom with my buddies.
Oh, perfect. That'll be a great time to ditch them forever.
But they're my friends.
I'm your friends now, Jerry. Tomorrow you tell them goodbye. Come on. Those losers.
Losers? They're playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Nip, snip, Jerry.
Pack up your gear and chop, chop. On your weapons. You head into the hills toward the Hall of the Dwarven Lord.
Okay, but wait,
guys.
What's up? We got trapped in the Hall of the Frost Giant King.
Oh, but I found a Vorpal Sword, and now I'm a 12th level Wizard King.
Oh, now you can slaughter all the gnomes.
The thing is, here's the funny thing. I'm going to be dropping y'all as friends.
What are you talking about?
I'm running with a different, cooler crowd now. I'd invite you to come along, but I'm afraid you might get frostbite.
But, Jerry, we're your only friends.
I have new only friends. You know the people who would never talk to me? Well, I'm one of them now. I'm sorry for hurting you. Hey, would you do me a favor and pass along the hurt to Orlando when he comes out of the eye reattachment center? Boy, sure is hard to betray your friends.
Trust me, Jerry. You did the right wrong thing.
Yeah.
Let's go celebrate together. Alone. Without each other.
See ya. And...
gangway! Runaway teacher!
This thing is a hoot!
God, you're lucky!
Whoops, look at the time. I better get back to class.
All aboard!
Woo-hoo! Hey, I hope you finish your chocolate.
What's going on here? This is my classroom.
Some general improvement.
Well, couldn't it wait until my class was over?
A tight schedule. We got a grand opening on Friday.
A grand opening of what?
The improvements?
We'll see about this. Look sharp! You're in control of this, sir.
And then it just popped back in. It was so good.
Did you see that? Nailed him in the noggin. He went down like a $10 whore. Oh, Orlando.
I told you Brent was cool. Ready to be his girlfriend?
I don't know. Maybe I should hit the crapper and freshen up my what's gone sour.
Look, Jerry, as long as you're with me, you'll never go back, because I've got you stored in my crisper, and the refrigerator's always dialed up to 9. Hey, Brent.
Hey, Brent. You seem really detached today.
Thanks. I see you're going for a loof. Nicely done.
Thanks.
Have you met my new friend?
No, where is she?
Right here.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Stop. So, what do you think of her?
Think of who?
Jerry.
Who's he? Oh, yeah. Hey. Fran back.
Come on, we're going to the roof!
We'll talk to you later, Brent.
Hi. Oh,
never be cool.
Don't worry, Jerry. Cool starts here.
In the heart?
No, with me. Look, your freezing point is way lower than I thought. We're going to have to move on to stage 2.
Iris! Iris! Where'd you get that sticky bun?
At the sticky bunnery.
Whoops, class. Let's go, Plump.
Welcome to the sticky bunnery. Bite my buns. I need your dough. How may I serve you?
Whoops, Woof, what's the dealio?
What can I say, Onyx? The pay's better and they've got child care.
Child care? That's madness.
Is there a problem here?
Cassie, what's happening?
What's happening? What's happening is we're not moving any buns.
I demand...
Look, do you want a bun or not?
This is an outrage. Give me a baker's dozen.
Doing it.
Me, a buttery, and a high school? It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but it does make sense in a strip mall.
So you are closing my school.
Onyx, where are you getting this? Now, please read nothing into this next statement. We'll need you to clean out your office.
We don't see about this.
Well, welcome to the dry cleanery. May I help you?
Not coming off.
I need a shovel for a nose hair.
Bill, you just steady. Nothing seems to be taking.
It's
go back in. Ugh. It's all this grease. Your face looks like a chicken wing.
Okay, that's enough. Oh, my God.
Somehow her plainness won't let go. Why are you fighting us, Jerry? Let go, Jerry. Surrender to the cool authority. Yeah!
Dressing up as our game characters without Jerry. She made such a good homunculus.
Yeah, I sure miss her.
You two better cheer up, or I'll splash you with enchanted nectar from the wizard's pond.
Ow!
Oh,
ow!
You guys dressed up as your characters. I could have worn my horn and hump. Shouldn't you be with your new friends, Jerry? Oh, that's right. You guys are a bunch of losers.
Jerry, why do you look so weird?
The girls gave me a makeover. You like it?
I miss the old Jerry.
Jerry, why can't you just be yourself like us? Why do you have to pretend?
Wow, Jerry. If I didn't know better, I'd think I was looking into a mirror that was hideously distorted.
Thanks, Fran. There's Fran. I bet he's got something he wants to ask you.
Jerry, stay with us.
Open up! Open up! We're gonna cut them up with a sticky bun today.
Principal Blackman! Principal Blackman!
Go away! The principal's not here. You certainly won't take him alive.
It's Noblet and Jellyneck.
Is there something happening to the school?
Noblet, where'd you get that corn dog?
At the new corn doggery down the hall.
Come inside. I need your help reaping what others have sown.
Jerry, you have to come talk to Fred before your makeover rejects your faith.
Jerry!
Let's all be friends. What do you think we can do together? Why can't we all just get along?
No, we can't. Jerry, you're going to have to choose whether to stay here and be uncool in Loserland or to follow me into Frantarctica.
I just realized that I'm not being true to myself. Fran, I won't go with you. Because I'd rather be unhappy and plain with average friends than be happy and beautiful with friends that are better than my old ones. I'm sorry, but that's just the way I feel. I'm cooler than you, Frantic. And you want to know why? Because I'm not. Think about it. I haven't.
I just want to know one thing, Jerry Blank. How'd you get such a big heart?
Kaza wa?
I see now that you are cooler than me. I don't treat people very well. And that's not very cool. So if you'll excuse me, I have some learning to do. I'm going to go live in the gutter for 32 years and just find out what makes you tick. Well, I'm off to be a whore.
She's going to make a chunk of change. Oh, for the first time in my life, I made the right decision. And it's all because of Black Point High. Black Point forever. Oh, miss you guys.
It's over. End of all things. The day of wrath long foretold. The shepherd has been struck, and the sheep shall be scattered.
What are you saying?
How much plainer can I say it? Turn the school into a strip mall. It's over. Kick it! the smell of flaming sticky buns.
We sure sent a message. And we'll be shouting that message. Even from our jail cells.
Jail? What do you mean jail?
Well, we did burn down a school and kill a few people.
Oh, yeah. We're going to jail.
I don't think so, boys. You're coming with me. Back to the street. Where we'll fight like dogs for scraps of food and we'll sell our bodies for snacks.
Beats teaching.
Lead on, you stupid junkie whore.
I can't run in these shoes!
Stayed up this late. Don't stop now. Late Night on Comedy Central continues.